Now we turn to aerosols. So we know that the aerosols then are basically going to be minerals divided down to the point where they move into the aerosol size range. Sea salt or sea sulfate, and organic matter, which is including our organic carbon and our black carbon aerosol particles. The particles then are typically in the range 10 nanometers to a micrometer. Because of this size range, we're thinking then of a particle which at the largest has got a, if we thought of it as a cube, it'd be a micrometer by micrometer by micrometer. It has a very, very high surface area, that size particle, for the amount of mass that's in it. So per gram of material, it's got a surface area then up by 10 to the 6 metres squared. Now, as a result, these aerosol particles can absorb gases very effectively onto their surface, in particular if it's then a liquid aerosol particle and it's quite a soluble gas. All of that material will end up inside the liquid aerosol particle. SO2 is an example. SO2 is a soluble gas, that's why we form sulfuric acid very readily. So here's our expression. Our concentration in the gas phase, so this could be SO2, plus the concentration of our aerosol particles, so this would be measured using a high volume sampler, will give you the concentration due to equilibration in the aerosol particle. Now we have got an equilibrium constant that describes that, which is called the partition coefficient. So a partition coefficient then simply our concentrations of each of these species. And the typical values for the partition coefficient then would be meters cubed per microgram. So if we see how that's working, so if these values here then are micrograms per meter cubed, okay, because we're talking about low quantities of material. Then if you've got micrograms per meter cubed on the top, and you've got micrograms per meter cubed there, it's cancelled. And so this one here, in micrograms per meter cubed, that ends up 1 over it, so our final unit then is meter cubed per microgram. So again, I'm giving you units here. This is one I expect you can do a calculation on. I think I had one on a fast frying machine or something like that a few years back. So